One Fund. On point for today, the expert to talk about it, this is the ETF of the week. Welcome to the ETF of the week, where we examine trending, new, newsworthy, unique, and intriguing exchange-traded funds with the help of Todd Rosenbluth, head of research at VettaFi. And at VettaFi.com, you will find a full suite of tools that's going to make you a better, smarter, sounder investor in ETFs. Check it out again at VettaFi.com. Todd Rosenbluth, great to have you back. Good to talk to you.
I'm excited to be here.
Your ETF of the week is
the VanEck Gold Miners Equity ETF, GDX.
I love gold!
Yeah, not the usual applause, just the I love gold, the GDX, the VanEck Gold Miners ETF. Important to make sure that as we announce it, that people don't just drop the miners out of there, because this is miners, not spot gold. So love and gold, well, why miners and not spot, and why gold miners now?
Yeah, I'm sure people have seen that gold continues to set record highs. We've seen tremendous demand. We've seen, obviously, the price has done well, given the inflationary environment that we're in and the need to get diversification. Gold mining ETFs like GDX, they own companies like Barrick Gold and Newmont Mining and many other companies who, of course, are the suppliers. They are benefiting from the price of gold continuing to go up, that there is demand. But these are actual stocks. So they trade, obviously, on the stock market. What's inside the portfolio? You get the reward potential. Of course, some of the risks that come with investing in the equity marketplace. But we think now is a great time. And the material sector, and I'm sure we'll come back to this, the material sector is underowned. It's 2%. Of the S&P 500. So you really don't have gold mining exposure within your core equity strategies. So you can complement that with GDX.
Miners tend to be more volatile than the spot funds. And so how much do you say, I want to be careful when I'm putting the portfolio together, or I want to watch this like a hawk? Like, is this a case where if you're going to buy this, you want to be paying more attention? Because if we see a turn in the market, if we see gold take a change, you might want to be out quickly?
So this is a tactical idea. You want to think of this as part of your equity exposure. You should certainly not think of this as your commodity exposure, where some people tend to have 5 to 10% exposure to commodities in a traditional 50% equity portfolio, perhaps, and 40% fixed income. This is equity exposure. This is riskier. You probably want to keep an eye on this. And certainly if the price of gold starts falling notably, this will hurt gold mining companies that actually might get hurt further than the price of gold. So you're taking on additional risk. We think now is a good time to do so as the price of gold continues to climb higher, that there's a need for more supply and gold mining companies are going to be in demand, pun intended.
I want to make sure that people hear something that I heard in there, which is that functionally you are treating GDX not like a fund that is investing in gold, but more like a sector fund. A week ago, we were talking insurance, and it was insurance companies as a mix among financial services. And now we're talking gold miners as a play on industrial because of what they're doing. The same way you might say AI is a, you know, if you wanted to narrow down and go focus there. So this is much more a sector selection than any sort of call on gold.
That's right. So the insurance space that we talked about last week is a great reference point. Gold equities is a relatively narrow slice of the material sector, which itself is a relatively narrow slice of the broader S&P 500. So you have little to no exposure to gold mining stocks within a more broadly diversified equity-based portfolio. We think it's worth adding or considering to add some exposure to gold mining companies, given how the price of gold has performed and is perhaps likely to perform given this still high inflationary environment or climbing inflationary environment. Again, we do this week after week, so it's hard to build up a portfolio of everything that you could have within it, but this could be a slice of a broader portfolio.
What that also means is that if somebody is out there and they've had a spot gold fund, they've been investing in gold, this is not a case of, hey, you're doubling down in gold. you would not worry that you're overloaded in gold because this isn't as much the gold play, even though it's obviously influenced by it, as it is an industrial play.
Correct. So this is not going to be doubling down specifically on gold, but you certainly want to have confidence that the price of gold is going to stay at its current levels, if not climb even higher from here, in order to have exposure to it. Otherwise, you would want to have exposure to a different area of the marketplace. But we think GDX can complement a core portfolio. And this is one of the most frequently traded ETFs. So this is tactically used by many investors. So if you're considering it, you're benefiting from the trading activity of others, in my opinion.
That said, it's also a place where a lot of the rapid traders are in. You can find a lot of different newsletters that'll talk about, you know, making daily trades on gold, et cetera. Ordinary investors, they always worry, you know, did I suddenly just jump in the pool with sharks? But of course, highly liquid fund and all the rest. So you're not concerned that, you know, you're making an intermediate tactical call that could be a longer term tactical call, depending on how things play out. But what amounts to an intermediate tactical call and having people jump into a fund that is also the purview of day traders?
So no, I'm not concerned about that at all. You benefit from the liquidity of the trading activity of other investors with an ETF like GDX. So you don't have to trade. You don't have to act when they are acting, but you're benefiting from the tight bid-ask spreads that happen with a frequently traded ETF like this one. And you could certainly have this for buy and hold for a period of time. We just think you need to be prepared for the volatility. But we like GDX. It looks really strong in our database.
Why not put some of that money to work for you with the high yield only investing in gold and silver can bring?
Well, you just heard why you should be putting it to work in the GDX, the VanEck Gold Miners ETF, the ETF of the week from Todd Rosenbluth at Vettify. Todd, great stuff. Talk to you again next week.
I'll see you next week, Chuck.
The ETF of the week is a joint production of Vettify and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. And yes, I am Chuck Jaffe. Why don't you check out my hour-long weekday podcast by going to moneylifeshow.com or by searching for it wherever you find great podcasts. And if you're looking for great information on investing in exchange-traded funds, make sure you check out vettify.com, where they have a full suite of tools that will help you out and make you a better investor. They're on Twitter at @Vetta_Fi and Todd Rosenbluth, their head of research, my guest. Well, he's on Twitter or X as well, at Todd Rosenbluth. The ETF of the week is here for you every Thursday, and we'll see you next week. And until then, happy investing, everybody.